Alrighty, folks. Thank you all for listening to that last hour with me and Mila. It's always great to have her here. That last song, You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones. We're going to shift vibes a little bit. Our trainees are here. We're back. Woo-hoo, super fun. And Mila and I are just going to play some music that we were liking right now. A couple songs, and then we're going to get into letting our trainees have the board for 15 minutes each. Fun little adventure. Sweet.
Thanks, Tufts. Peace out. This is it Crayon or Crayon?
Yep. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all are enjoying, and we'll be chatting with you intermittently as we play some more music.
I feel like everybody's singing. could see. Life is a dream, drifting at sea. It's so hard to believe. Would grow tall and strong as an oak. Rainwater stuck in his head. It filled him with words left unsaid. Of all the things he might be, drifting at sea, at night he would dream. The pain away, rain's falling on you. And the storm it was driving, washing away all the trees on the island.
Rainwater, rainwater.
In the air there was a silence, but he washed it away. Crashing rocks by the sirens, it's falling on you. Rainwater, rainwater.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is David. We're going to start off the night with some trainee talking, and I really want to ask some big questions here. I want to really get down to the nitty-gritty. This is a big world we live in. We all need to, you know, talk to ourselves and ask questions here. So I'm going to ask everybody in the room one of the most important questions of all time. You have two options. Would you rather fight a dog with a sword or a small teenage gorilla with a gun? Now here's the now they're both fighting you. Now they're both like playful, right? They're not trying to like actively trying to hurt you, but you have to make the decision. You have to get it out of their hands, right? So if you go after the dog, they're gonna like wag their head around and try to hit you with the sword. The gorilla is just kind of like always has the finger on the trigger. Which would you rather take it from?
The dog.
That is the worst take I've
no,
ever seen.
No, because no. Because listen, if the dog is first of all like yay high, right? And then also like.
But okay, no, it's a big dog though. It's like a wolf dog, you know.
It's still it's like yay
dog?
High.
It's a wolf dog, yeah.
It's still shorter than me, and I.
Short.
It's
more powerful than you.
Okay, but a like a few.
But think about it. A gorilla.
Yeah, but the gorilla's like a teenager though. That's the issue, right?
But the gorilla has his finger on the trigger the whole time. So like
yeah.
I'd rather have my knees cut up a little bit than have the gorilla glock.
Cut up
head.
A little bit. It's like shaking his head around with a sword. It's like this is like a broadsword, all right? You're not like
I could dodge it.
You could what do you mean you can dodge it?
I'm built diff. I could dodge it.
No, okay, I swear listen, a wolf tries to like attack you or like just like play
just
with
pet
you,
him on
it's
the head.
No, it's a wolf
He's
dog.
Baby.
No, okay, listen, it's not like, you sell Sid, it's still going to, like, hit you with the sword, right?
Okay.
Because the gorilla, listen, okay, the gorilla is, like, small, and it's more like, it's not going to, like, actively try to hit me, right?
No, I'm okay, actually. I say dog, too, but
See?
Now I'm...
Yeah.
What do you, no, okay, oh, Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Telling, man, you're doing a bad job.
What do you mean I'm doing a bad job? I'm just, listen, okay? The gorilla has a gun, right?
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, it's not like actively trying to hit me with it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like more backed up.
It's going to shoot you in the head.
It might shoot, but okay, it's like, it's a shorter, like danger of, like, you know, area of danger.
I'd happily dodge a sword than dodge a bullet.
Yeah, imagine trying to dodge a bullet.
Yeah, but okay.
Who do you think you are?
No, okay. The sword is like a bigger area of danger, right? I mean, that's like at least like, what, 2 feet of danger, right?
Okay.
The barrel of a gun in like, the gorilla doesn't know how to use a gun. So it's just kind of like like waving it around.
Yeah, but it's like. On the trigger, I'm more likely going to about to be shot than
anybody. Listen, I don't know how to use a gun either, but I can shoot somebody.
No, but it's like, yeah, but he's not actively trying to shoot you. That's what I'm trying to say, right?
Accidentally, I could shoot somebody.
Okay, so it's like, you know, he's waving it around and it's kind of like, you know, maybe he accidentally points it in your direction, but it's not guaranteed that he'll pull the trigger, you know? And it's not, you could just like sort of like gently hold it and like push it away from you, you know?
But you said the gorilla was, have you ever seen a playful gorilla? Them stuff,
they're all trigger happy. They're
all crazy.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now. I genuinely think that, listen, I think this is like
you're
the equivalent
fight
of saying,
I'm, with the gun.
I'm not fighting the gorilla. I'm like trying to calm it down. You know, that's all it is.
You're
it's just a little guy. Gorilla, this isn't you, man. You know better than this.
I can save you.
Come on. I know what you've been through.
This
it's okay. Listen, okay, I think this is the equivalent of saying, like, you could fight a, like a lion. You know what I'm saying? I think you get into the actual pen with it and you realize just how, like, much...
I could pet a lion.
You know what?
I could... Sometimes the lions are baby girls, you know? And I
the
could...
The lions? It's a wild animal!
Baby girls. Have you ever... Listen, lions, when they're, like, chilling, like, in their little, like... What did they... chilling.
Go ahead. No, keep going. No.
You ever seen a lion, right? They're kind of cute sometimes when they just lie there. Lying there.
Thank you.
See, my man over there gets it.
Dude, I'm pretty sure he's paid to laugh at your jokes at this point. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on right now.
Unbelievable.
You
don't get paid.
Yeah, no, you don't get paid. Freeform Radio, you do not get paid.
I have the joy of my heart.
Yeah, see?
No, we don't get paid for this?
No.
I don't know. I thought people would like it more. Whatever.
What? Like getting paid more?
No, like, you know.
I mean, I'd like to get paid, but I'd still do this. It's like tour guiding.
Don't they get paid like $5 an hour to tour?
No,
guiding?
It's 15.
Oh,
it's 15.
My God. Someone said 5.
Who said 5?
Who's lying to you?
I mean, 5 is still... I'd get paid 2 cents to tour guide.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
2 cents.
I thought you hated tour guiding.
I love tour guiding. It was just today because I was feeling weird today.
You were actively like, I don't want to go tour guiding today. I really don't want to go today.
It was just today. But I love tour guiding. Yeah. I do it for free. I didn't know that you got paid, to be honest.
You did? You signed up to tour guide for free?
Yes.
My lord.
Yes. What can I say? Corporate America loves me. I do labor for free. So.
You know, you realize, like, most... There's a bunch of kids here paying $40,000, you know,
a semester.
That's true.
Not me, though.
But I'm saying, you know, they could afford to pay you. You know, they can afford to pay you...
That is true.
A little bit more.
They could. That is true. They could afford to pay the dining workers. Can I get an amen for the dining workers? Y'all hate dining workers. Y'all hate the dining staff, is what I'm
saying. We're both a little too silent on that one. We're a little too silent on that one.
I'm telling Tony. Or Sunil.
Wow, you really already forgot.
My heart is still with Tony.
You think he's coming? He's not coming back.
He's not coming back.
Listen, he loves you.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. At least you got in.
I got in?
Yeah.
As a diversity factor, probably. Oh. But...
I dab you up from that, but this table is very long.
Dab me up.
No, I'm not touching you.
Oh,
okay. Oh, my bad.
Okay. Anyways,
No, I got you.
Hang on. Oh. We have a
thank
dude.
Thank you. It's my man right there.
I'm gonna take a call. I think that's what's gonna happen. Uh-huh. Hang on a second. All right, we have a new introduction to Who Thinks between the dog and the gorilla. So let's see what happens.
Hi, this is
Joe. I think you're crazy if you're fighting a gorilla in any way, shape, or form, at any age. Gorilla is crazy.
What are you talking about? I swear, everybody here is like delusional. Everyone here does no idea what they're talking about.
No. I'd rather dog over gorilla.
Thank you. Can you please explain to these people?
Doggo gorilla. I need to. Yeah.
Please explain to these people why they're crazy for thinking that the you know. Wait, you said dog?
I think you misunderstood. He said dog over gorilla.
I, you know,
no one's on your side, hun.
The dog and the gorilla.
Okay.
Gorilla's huge.
No, it's like a teenager. No one listens to me. I swear to God, no one listens to me. Yeah, but it's not like trying to hurt you.
Back in my day, I took a primates class in college. You don't want to get anywhere near these gorillas. I promise you. Teenage gorillas are already of the age where they are fighting for alpha male, and there's only one man that lives with the pack. Otherwise, there are bachelor packs. That's why you have the silverback, right? Mm-hmm. So once they're teenage, they're feral because they can't reproduce unless you become the silverback, which means you have to fight for your life and for your offspring. So I'm not getting anywhere near that gorilla. Thank you. This has been a PSA.
Sorry,
for legal reasons, that was not the PSA.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It seems somebody keeps trying to spread falsehoods. I'm sorry?
You're good.
All right, I'm going to take you off the air. Thank you so much for your take. Never call this number again. Thank you. I'm just upset now. Is honestly. I'm just.
Asked a silly question. There was an obvious answer.
I didn't ask. What do you mean? I asked. You know what?
I'm just
not a single person has agreed with you. So
okay.
No,
not a single one.
Okay.
Put it on side chat.
Put it as a poll.
It's okay. I think you guys are too stuck up on the gorilla part, right? I think you're missing the fact that it's a wolf. What are you talking about? You're missing the fact that this thing is bigger. Have you seen a wolf? It's like as big as
a gorilla.
Yes, okay.
I'm not forgetting about the gorilla part.
I think you're missing the part where I said that it's like not trying to attack you, right? It's not the alpha male. Yeah.
Are you slowly crumbling? Slowly bringing over my side.
We have a PSA to read or something like that. I think we have a PSA to read.
Ooh. Which one should we do today?
I don't know. Just go to the middle.
Oh, we did that last time.
To the middle.
True. Pick to a random page and we're going to do a PSA.
All right, so this PSA is don't drink and drive. On March 13th, 2014, a drunk driver plowed through a crowd outside a nightclub in the South by Southwest Music Festival, killing 3 people and injuring 25. The driver faces capital murder charges, which are punishable by the death penalty. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Amen.
Amen.
Wait, this is an educational radio? This is educational?
We just went from gorillas and dogs to that, man. That was, you know, maybe next time we should curate the PSA we're going to use. I think that might have been a bad call.
So true. Is there a PSA about gorillas in there?
Yeah, that's true.
Shooting you with a gun because that's what would happen.
You never know.
You
never know.
They have some crazy stuff in there.
They have some crazy stuff in there. Yeah, you flipped through the WMFO PSA.
I like flipping through in my spare time.
Yeah.
There's some really cool numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. Talk about... You know,
I love wealth.
Pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a big one.
One thing about me, if I see a pedestrian, I'm going to tell them to be safe.
Especially at night. I'm shouting that across the street. Yeah. As I go speeding past them in my car, it's just, you know, to make sure that
hopefully
they recognize.
Not drunk.
No.
Yeah.
Go on. We have 4 minutes left. Okay, I have one more question then.
Yes, sir.
Who would win?
Me. Okay.
2 gorillas in full armor with weapons versus 100 like average adults, but all of them are blind and we're in a small confined space. I'm saying like
what?
Like a little better than like a little bit small like about like Cohen auditorium size, but it's all flat, right? There's nowhere for the gorillas to climb up.
Okay, so gorillas.
Gorillas over blind people?
Yeah, but they're okay, there's 100 blind people.
Gorillas.
Yes, but there's
gorillas.
A,
gorillas. Nope, gorillas.
Girl. Gorillas? They can see.
I'm going to take gorillas out of these for the rest of the day. You know what? It's fine. It's whatever. If you come back with the gorilla information talk, I'm immediately cutting us off air and I'm not letting anyone speak. I'm silencing the media.
When I get on air, I'm going to be like, who do you think is going to win, gorilla?
I'm reaching across the table and I'm just touching all these buttons at that point.
I'm changing everything.
It's 100 people. Okay.
100. It's 100 blind
people. Yeah, but it's 100 people. But it's in a small confines. Okay, listen to me. Okay, if
do you think that you could fight a gorilla
currently? No, I don't. I would totally lose. Because there's 100 of them.
And you're 6'4".
Yeah, but there's 100 of them.
And?
Dude, it's okay. I feel like we're ignoring the fact of the matter that there is a bunch of people in this scenario, right? And it's a small confined space. You listen, you hear it. The canes.
Wait.
These are no. I mean, just they attack people. Yeah, it's like okay, you get but you get enough of them at one spot, right? And they hear the noise and they start congregating around the gorillas. Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna lie. There's gonna be substantial loss for the humans. But at the end of the day, they're
beyond
gonna win.
Substantial.
David.
Beyond,
they lost. David,
period.
Have you ever played? You know the mind. Have you ever played the Minecraft, like, Hypixel game?
How are we bringing Minecraft into this discussion?
The Minecraft Hypixel game where you, like, there's, like, a bunch of zombies that spawn and then it progressively gets worse and it's, like, you and a bunch, like, you have to, like,
infection?
Try to kill. I think maybe, yeah.
Probably.
So imagine that, but with blind men and gorillas.
Yeah, and who always wins? It's always the infected ones. It's always the swarms of, like, enemies.
Sure. The gorillas... I'm just saying you're blind. Not
what do you mean? Yeah, okay,
oh
they're
my
blind.
God,
it's
you're
just,
not blind, you're a man.
No, if they weren't blind, it would be easy win. It would be an easy win for the 100 people. That's so easy.
If they weren't, so are they armed? Like, what do they have?
No, they're
what
unarmed.
What do they have going for them?
The
numbers, that's all they have. The numbers.
Numbers,
yes.
The numbers?
Yes,
the numbers.
100 people,
how
man.
How are you going to penetrate a gorilla?
We got 1 minute. Okay. We got 1 minute to defend our case.
1 minute.
We got 1 minute. No. There really is no case to defend, though. This is like an easy win for the gorillas.
This is not an easy win. I think you're out of your mind if you think that the 100 people are going to lose this fight.
I think we should just continue.
I think we need to get 100 people in a single room, and then you can realize like what they're up against. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, I give 100 people a tour. Those people are not gonna. They're not gonna. They are not gonna do.
Yeah,
nothing.
Because like it's teenagers and stuff, and like and you
I
know like middle aged people. Yeah, but they're like most
men.
Of them like
not
you know
old men,
later.
But, like,
all right, don't bring old
sorry,
men into
that's
this,
not
okay?
What I meant, but.
Dude, listen.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Let's all agree to disagree.
No. Mm-hmm.
Let's.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm bringing up this discussion later. All right. Whoever's up next.
Me?
Sabrina, get up here.
Okay. Yeah, get up here. Nice.
Let's go. Let's not leave dead air. Quick, sing something.
Wait, we'll say that again? Sorry, I'm like spacing out.
I'm going back to my chair.
All right.
This is one?
What?
This is one?
Yeah, that's my one.
Oh, we're on air.
Yeah.
We are fully on air. We are fully
I thought you,
on air.
I thought you turned it off.
Yeah, I just left it silent.
I thought you turned it off. My apologies. Anyways, so guys, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
oh my God. If you had a gorilla... no. Anyways, so I had a separate topic, actually, which is, so me and my friend were talking about side quests the other day.
Okay.
So let me paint the scene for you, right? I got to paint, no, I'm not painting the scene, actually. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that. So you know those arrows that are, like, in front of Karm? You know, like the ones
like
that,
the road
like,
arrows?
The road arrows that I got to paint one of them over the summer.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I got to, like, officially, like, do the thing and paint it. And I was talking about this with a friend, and I was like, I just want to do more side quests. I think just doing like a bunch of random stuff like that is so fun. He was talking about how like he went to like a mattress store and like he like there's, you know, those patches that are like plush, firm, whatever.
Yeah.
He asked like the worker if he can have one of those, and now he just has like a pack of them like just cuz he just wanted it. And I think that that's a really awesome, fun thing to do, and I'm asking you guys, what side quests would you complete?
Oh, that's so easy. I want to drive a Zamboni so bad. I saw this one guy,
yeah.
He was on air, and he was just like in the middle of like an actual hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
He just asked somebody, hey, can I take the Zamboni and clear off the ice? And they just let him.
That's
and
what I'm saying. People just let you do things.
This is such a weird world, you know? You can just ask for things and it happens.
And it just happens. Like, the world is crazy like that, and I just think it would be, like, such a fun, goofy time if you could just, like, do anything.
Do
you
whatever.
Know? Do whatever.
Yeah,
except for, you know, the gorilla thing. Oh my god.
I'm still held up on this. I'm actually really upset. I'm starting to actively feel more upset.
You should. That was a dumb take. Anyways, we're talking about me now.
Side quest. Honestly, I didn't realize how much freedom you have while you're here in college. Because, you know, like, someone gave me the keys, the full-on keys to the craft center, and we were in there until 4 a.m.
As you should.
Random stuff. Mm-hmm. And they just gave us the keys. And I love being in charge of stuff like that. Like, who trusts a bunch of freshmen to run a craft center?
You're a freshman? You're a freshman?
I am a freshman.
When'd that happen?
Why'd you just talk to her everything changed?
I started getting looked down a little bit.
No. I'm not. I love freshmen. I love y'all. I love my freshies.
Some of my best friends are freshmen.
You might have given me a tour. You might have given me a tour for all I know.
Yeah, so true. I might have given you a tour. That would have been awesome. That would have been pretty epic sauce, if I say so myself. How you liking it?
It's all right.
What dorm are you in?
I'm in Houston.
Yeah, let's go to Houston.
Are you in Houston? What room? 3-2-1.
Oh, I'm 3-3-3.
Yo! Okay. Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. Houston's the best.
Houston superiority. Can we talk about that?
I hate Tilton, you guys. So
Tilton is pretty good, too, I think.
Tilton is
nice.
It's a hike. That's the only issue.
Tilton, a hike? That's because you live uphill.
I do live uphill.
And that's a problem.
I
pray for y'all every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't talk to me. I lived in Hill Hall my very first year. And it was before they renovated it because like,
the renovation was supposed to be the mod.
It was renovated?
Yeah, like they changed the windows out.
That's literally it.
Renovation is a window. I love it.
Last time I checked, they still had like the grape juice stain in one of the corners on the carpet.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. When I was there, we have a couch in the common room that just didn't have cushions on it. It was just like it was a wooden frame. That's all it was.
That might still be there.
Yeah. That, you know, honestly, that sounds about right.
My freshman year, there was a rumor that one of the football players like peed on the couch, and I don't know. I don't know if they ever like fixed that or not. Like, do they wash the couches?
No way they wash the couches. Yeah. I'd be shocked.
So there's probably like football or.
Urine. Let's not talk about it. Let's move on. Yeah, I think let's not discuss that at all.
No more dorm stuff.
Yeah, sorry. My apologies, you guys. Anyways, so we're going to play a song for you guys. Actually, no, we're not. Actually, yes, we are. We're going to play a song, and it's going to be super awesome and fun, and I hope y'all enjoy it.
What is it? You're just going to leave it at that?
It's going to be like a surprise. It's going to be a surprise for everyone.
You're going to play Mambo number 5.
Number 5? Okay.
Vision.
She's gonna play another song when she's done.
Okay. Hi, y'all. We're back at it again. So we were actually, I want to talk about your thing. So in the, hold on, are you guys on? You're not on, LOL. Okay, so in the, David, what are you telling
me
right
now?
My bad. Stop talking to me. I'm the man.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry. Anyways, so we were talking about like the whole like Tiger, like our Tiger's chill, whatever, right? And I, oh, sorry. Actually, I have a little phone call for you guys. Not for you guys, for me, actually. So BRB.
If we have to, listen, if we talk about gorillas one more time, I think I actually am going to scream one more time.
Yes, I pressed
we got
on
science on our side.
No, you don't got science on your side. What you get? No, you have theory, all right? I got.
Hi, guys. So we have a person on air who would like to talk to us.
Hello. This is all again.
Yeah.
I don't have any hot takes on this one. I'm still anti-gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear, I forgot your name, sorry.
Oh, it's Morgan.
Would you like to hear Morgan's talk about the lions and stuff?
I would.
Yeah.
You can take me off air before that.
Okay, awesome.
Nice work.
Bye.
Bye.
So we were talking about whether or not tigers are chill. And I have not worked with tigers, but I have worked with jaguars as an animal science major in the Belize National Zoo. And so we learned for enrichment time, you spray them with Coco Chanel perfume number 5, and they go crazy. That's like their little catnip. So they will be chill as long as you got a very good perfume on or a steak. They don't like belly rubs. They don't like to be touched on their head, but if you get them right on their butt, they love it, like right on the bridge.
Little booty scratches.
And Coco Chanel perfume. And they will be chill, because they're having a great old time. So I believe that if that applies to jaguars, it's got to apply to tigers.
I agree.
Like Zenith or whatever.
Zenith.
I think that's wrong, but
I don't know. I'm a psych major. I don't know.
I want to say like maybe like Xylem. I don't know. I'd quiz
Xylem?
Them. It's like the... They're big cats, so
okay.
They're related in some sense.
Yeah. Y'all, I actually do have a question for you. I'm sorry. That,
yeah, go ahead.
So, hot take. Not a hot take, actually. What is y'all's persona?
Dude, come on. What is wrong with you?
We're on the topic of, you know, cats and stuff, and I'm just like, I want to know what your persona would be.
We really need to, like, ban more things from being on air.
No, I think you should answer.
Fox.
See, she had it ready.
No.
She had it ready.
I got a second to think. I didn't think about it.
Okay, but you were still ready.
Zebra. No, second to think. Zebra.
That's pretty unique. Zebra? I feel like I haven't heard of a zebra. Not that I'm asking people this regularly, but I'm not really, you know, concerned. Anyways, David?
No, I'm not answering that question.
I think it'd be a gorilla. Wolf angel.
It's gotta be a gorilla.
I mean, on the bright side, you'd win fights now.
So, now?
Now.
What? Okay, you know what?
No. I don't know. You're kind of petite. The people on air don't know. I can describe it. Petite and small. And I'm just saying, if you were... I feel like your persona would be like a wolf. Like a wolf demon.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, like those, like... art with like, oh my god, you know the art about the, like the alpha wolf?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I love those so much.
Where am I right now?
They feel
what
me with
what,
so much
what happened to
joy.
You're actually outnumbered on every single opinion we've had.
You just have really bad opinions, I'm hearing.
I don't, okay, you know
maybe
what?
You shouldn't be on air.
I guarantee you, bring someone else on this radio show and they will agree with me.
No,
all right?
They
bring a sane human being onto this show with me.
Oh, he
you
already
understand?
Answered. Yeah, I was going to ask your thing on the gorilla, but you already answered it.
Oh, yeah, no gorilla.
Yeah, no gorilla. I'm sorry, dog. I don't know why. You planned this. You must have. Like, you knew that we were all going to disagree with you.
I genuinely believed at least one person would agree with me.
No.
Like,
I did, thinking
one.
That one of us.
One person. Even
no,
if it was, I did not care who. I just believed it was one person.
You were incorrect, actually.
Okay. See,
so.
This is why, okay.
Anyways,
you know.
I think we should talk about furries again. So
no.
I
you have 2 minutes left on this show, and you want to waste it.
Wasting? What are you talking about? See, the furry community is not going to like that, David.
It's going to be on record.
It's going to be on record.
Be, this is a,
they're recording this.
On record forever.
Who,
cancel
do we have
him.
A tough Dale furry community? We
right
don't.
Now.
I think we do.
Have you ever seen a Smurf student?
Have you ever seen a Smurfa student?
Oh, so true. That's my bad. Aren't you a Smurfa student?
I love Smurfa students, y'all. I'm saying this out of love in my heart. I'm also a minor there, so, like, I'm not, like, full.
You're still there though.
All right. Anyways. Yeah, so thank y'all for answering your little furry question. So follow up to the furry question, would you have wings?
I think it's someone else's turn. I think he's done, right? She's out of time, right?
No,
she's got a minute.
All right, y'all. So my persona, I would have wings. What about y'all? Would y'all have wings, horns, or tails?
So not tails. I think tails off the table already.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Didn't you say you're a zebra? You're saying you don't have a tail as a zebra?
No. But that's like, you know, cute little pattern.
Yeah.
But the tail's a little weird.
Okay. So are you saying that like zebra tails just in general are weird? What do you have against tails? What's your vendetta?
Let's talk about that.
I think just seeing people have tails.
Oh, like, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about.
No,
right?
But like a full furry suit, I think, is what we're talking about. Like, would you have a tail on the furry suit? Why am I ingredient?
You're indulging a little bit.
Maybe you do understand some things.
What can I say? I got that wolf in me. I was gonna. I think we're switching, right? I think it's time.
Okay,
it's
all
time.
Right, y'all.
You got 40 seconds.
Oh, I got 40 seconds?
You can swap.
So I would like to ask the viewers what y'all's fursona would be. Please call the number. please call 855-915-9636 and tell us what your fursona would be.
Say it one more time just in case they didn't catch the number.
Yeah, 855-915-9636.
Look, if you get a phone call from a viewer, you don't have to get one from me. So
please call, you guys. All
the
right.
More people who call, we're giving out Amazon. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Sweet. We're just avoiding. We're just getting settled in. Leah's taking her 15 minutes.
Yeah. Do ASMR.
Right. ASMR, please no.
This is Gonzalo.
I can please. Oh
my god. Welcome to ASMR.
All right. You know what? We need a palate cleanser. I think we need a palate cleanser.
I'm feeling titillated right now. This is weird.
Oh, Lord. So we're actually going to hijack the mood entirely.
Yeah.
What's happening?
We're playing some reggae.
Reggae!
We're playing some reggae. You know what? This weather, I can't. I'm not rocking with the Medford gloominess.
So true.
Real.
So you listened to reggae this morning.
I did. We listened to reggae this morning getting ready, and I miss summer a little bit.
As soon as you turn off the mics, I'm doing a white boy dance in the corner of the studio.
Please, like please, please, please.
White boy dance? The what is the
oh, it's like little hands in the air, little groovy up in there.
That's a white girl dance.
That's a white girl. So what's the white? Wait, hold on. Before we go this, what's the difference? I'm a little confused. What is that difference?
I don't know. Okay, you realize this is a radio show, right? Like, what are you?
I don't know what this is.
We asked you what the dance was, and you went,
No. Sabrina, you got to do that, and then you got to describe it to the people.
Please.
Okay, so, I don't remember how it goes, though. It's like, oh my god, hold on, can we do you
want to do the reggae, and then we're going to do a little cleanser?
We'll come back to it.
Okay, so the song I'm about to play is Your House by Steel Pulse. Okay, so we are back on air. I'm going to turn your mics on because I want to talk about this marriage license.
Please.
So while the song was playing, we met David. So why don't you explain actually? So
all right. So you know, one day I was watching a talk about how Bryan Cranston married one of his best friends as the minister. Right, he was the one who officiated the wedding. And I wanted to do that, too. So I looked online, and I found something called the New Life Church, which allows you to get a ministry, which then allows you to legally officiate marriages, weddings, funerals, baptisms, like literally anything a minister could do. So I decided to get my card, and then I went around, like, trying to sell myself as a minister. And I actually got a gig as officiating a wedding for like this little couple in I think it was when I was visiting North Carolina, and they were like this like little sort of hillbilly couple, and they were so lovely, and they had a nice little accent, and I went up to them like seeing them take wedding photos, and I asked if like, hey, do you need someone to officiate the wedding? And they said yes.
Did you actually?
So I swear to God.
Wed someone.
I wed somebody.
Someone is married.
My name is on a wedding certificate somewhere in the state of North Carolina.
I've known you for 3 years and you never told me
that. That's
crazy. Why do you have so much lore? I feel like every time I talk to you, you're like...
Something new is real?
Listen.
Something new's on.
Listen, I, you know, sometimes I think in this world... can you mute our microphones? I just wanna do something real quick. I just wanna reach over this table real quick.
We can do another song.
Let's do another song.
Let's keep the reggae going actually. I'm feeling
we should keep the volume up just. No,
I don't think so. I don't think we should do that. I think that'd be a bad idea.
Alright, next up we're gonna play World of Music by Camus. Alright.
Get over here, you're so dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are back. How is everyone feeling right now? How are we feeling? All good?
I'm feeling like I'm in the prime of my life.
The prime of your life?
Yeah.
See, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
I'm in, like, the middle.
Uh-oh, I see. okay, let's do a little...
Oh, we're getting a phone call. That's crazy. What did you just say? Speaking to the microphone.
Okay, so we have a caller on air. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
I wonder who it is.
I wonder who it is calling for the, what, third time?
Third time.
Third time.
Third time. Third time. I'm a super fan.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely. I should.
Word. All right. So, I think we have time for another PSA.
Another PSA.
Another PSA.
For our community.
For our community. We have another PSA.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious. Please open your ears and open your hearts.
We've got a pedestrian safety.
Yeah, a little more to the mic.
My bad, y'all. We got a pedestrian safety PSA for you guys. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It is the law to stop from pedestrians when they are crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. And when you're crossing, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Your friends, just, wow, we're having a parasocial relationship right now.
I love it.
I don't know y'all like that, but I'm just... I'm just saying, y'all, just don't jaywalk. Do you know where jaywalking comes from?
No, don't bring up the whole jaywalking.
No. It's topical. jaywalking, so it's a term from, like, way back when, probably Jim Crow. I don't really remember.
Probably.
But anyways, it's basically, like, a person who's, like, not from that city or not from that area. They were called a jay.
It's a slur. It was a slur.
It was, like, an insult. The thing was
oh,
Somebody's calling. Oh. panic.
Right, who is this?
You're gonna keep talking.
Oh.
I don't know.
The furry. They finally called.
All right. They can hear you right now, dog.
Would you mind being on air?
I'm gonna. Oh, jeez.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
This is so.
You
exciting.
Love to be on air. Hold on. You
do that. They love to be on air.
Hello. Who is this?
This is. Sorry.
You know who it is. No.
What
it's Ray. It's Ray.
Okay. Sweet. You're good. You're good to go on air. All right, sweet. So just quick policy is no swearing, no drugs or alcohol. Just vibes, you know? Sweet, you got it. All right.
So Leah is now discovering that I may or may not have set her up.
Oh, hey, Cheeks.
Hi, Cheeks. Hey, Ray. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. Are you enjoying the talk a little bit?
I'm currently at the A&M football game calling you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What's the score?
We are currently tied with Alabama, 17-17.
Oh, roll tide. Roll tide. Roll tide. No. Gig'em. 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 Gig'em.
Why are we gigging?
Because A&M. Gig'em. Like.
Hey, Texas A&M, it's
Gig'em. Oh, well, I like Alabama.
Oh, you think Bama? Oh, sorry, Cheeks. You're kind of outvoted right now.
I'm from Mississippi. I got to
Oh, so Ole Miss fan?
No, I actually don't like sports like that.
I was about to say, I'm shocked you knew any of the sports teams.
I was
going to
say, wow.
I don't actually know any of them like that, but I have friends that go to Ole Miss.
Oh, fun. Okay. Well, geez, I appreciate the call. Thank you for killing some airtime for me.
What's the song?
Yeah, what? You want to put... Okay, depends on the song. What song?
We got 2 minutes less.
What can I request?
Something semi-clean, Ray.
Or like clean. Station
ID. Fully clean. Fully clean.
This is Leah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! All right, Cheeks. Have a good one.
Bye.
So.
That was exhilarating.
That was exhilarating.
Most exciting.
We just.
If you have a 2 minute song, you can toss it on if you.
Choose one. Do you think?
Anyone got a 2 minute song?
Like?
No. Absolutely not. Anyone got a 2 minute song? Please, honestly.
Finish off the vibe. It has to match everything that's just happened today. I feel like we went through a lot of different emotions.
That's short.
It's just gorilla sounds. You know, maybe that's what the show should be. It should be an hour long. Just gorilla sounds.
It's gonna be one of us
could
be the guy. One of us could be the. Actually, I take it back.
Of all the memories, it's a gray one. Breaking myself down a bit too much. I'm a roadie. I'm a roadie, my sense of pride. Christ roadie at a crossroad in my own life. I'm bursting at the bridges, gonna leave a nasty scar. I might not be the one who never thought they'd get this far.